Steve Bach along with Scott Hedden, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook or our Twitter by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach and with Scott Hedden coming up on today's program. Randy Crile, of course, deer opener coming up this weekend, tomorrow already. Randy Crile, Chief of the Wildlife Division at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. He's going to be previewing the deer hunting opener this weekend. Also coming up at 10:30 this morning, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Brian Kalk, a veteran, previews North Dakota American Legion events ahead of Veterans Day, as well as talk a little energy issues, some things in the news lately. We'll talk that with Brian so he can multitask today as well. Good morning, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Steve Bakken. The food stamp use at a three-year low in North Dakota. Get a load of this. You have North Dakota population at an all-time high. You have food stamp use at a three-year low. What's your takeaway there? Rather interesting. And also, I'm digging into the details of this, but a Burnsville, Minnesota-based bus driver has been fired for leading students in prayer down there. Is that a firing offense, praying for somebody on a school bus? It is there, and he was warned about it. But
God, I'd hope not.
No pun intended.
Pun intended.
Yeah. So those two things are top of my mind today. What about you?
Food stamps is the number one thing for me. We look at what's going on across the nation, and Congressman Kramer invited the president here to North Dakota, mostly for energy aspect, but, you know, North Dakota's got a lot of pieces, a lot of pieces of the puzzle. I think we're an example for the rest of the country. You know, things are working right here in North Dakota, and it's not all just energy. It's manufacturing, it's tourism, it's agriculture. All the pieces come together in North Dakota and work. Hence, the people living in North Dakota work. We've got the lowest unemployment in the entire country, and that reflects itself in declining food stamp enrollment numbers. 3 years in a row, the numbers for food stamps dropped. And I would bet the farm that for a fourth year, because the numbers end at September 30th, and they're calculating those now, for 2013, I'm going to guess we have another drop. Why?
So they're on the rise.
People
nationally
are back to work.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a doubling in the use of food stamps in the last 4 years nationwide. Meanwhile, population up in North Dakota, food stamp use down.
With a growing population,
we've been talking about the debate over, you know, boy, oh boy, you can't do any changes to that, and you're heartless if you want any reduction in the use of food stamps. I wish we could end that silly debate and just say, come to North Dakota, create jobs, and then food stamp use goes down. You know, this is we're once again a model for the rest of the nation. Right there.
Create jobs and else, a lot of problems go down.
Everywhere else we have to sit here and debate, you know, whether or not we need more dollars in a program for, you know, food stamps. Instead, let's get the economy roaring and end that problem once and for all. North Dakota has a great example. That's my takeaway. We'd ask you what you... We've told you the statistic, black and white fact, is that while North Dakota's population is at an all-time high, food stamp use is at a three-year low. Why? What's your takeaway from that statistic? Tell us, would you? At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, mine. Star Tribune, headline, Pastor loses Burnsville bus driving job for praying with students. A bus driver for the Burnsville School District fired last week for leading kids in Christian prayers on his bus, even after he was warned to stop, a move he considers a violation of his freedom of speech. The guy's name is George Nathaniel. He's 49. He's from Richfield, Minnesota. Happens also to be a pastor at a pair of Minneapolis churches. Was in his second year as a school bus driver for a company that's under contract to the Burnsville-Egan-Savage District. After receiving a complaint from the district about the prayers, the bus company gave him a warning, assigned him two new bus routes with elementary and junior high kids in Burnsville. Didn't dissuade him. He said, I let him know I'm a pastor and I'm going to pray. When he continued to lead prayers on his new routes, they sent him a separation letter dated October 30th saying, there have been more complaints of religious material on the bus, as well as other complaints regarding performance in accordance with the previous final written warning he received. Your employment is hereby terminated. Now, by the way, you know what he did? I hope the folks that are easily offended will plug their ears here. But they'd get on the bus, and he'd start each day with a song as a way of giving students something constructive and positive to go to school with. He didn't force anyone to pray, but he welcomed anyone that was open to the idea, and he'd say a prayer for students. Oh, the horror of it.
Something positive for kids. Oh, my gosh, that's just horrible. Stop him. He should be stoned.
Should praying with students be a firing offense? That's
here's where I get really worked up on this. The ACLU is involved in this and came out with a statement. The Minnesota ACLU.
Of
course they are.
Yes.
Now, what happens if this if this is a Muslim child that throws his prayer mat down on the floor in the bus and prays because that's the time that he has to pray during the day is when he's on that bus? Is there a problem with that? Oh, I don't think the ACLU would come to the defense of everybody else on the bus. Or whatever the case may be.
The ACLU rep said his conduct was particularly troubling because students on a school bus are a captive audience. Students who did not wish to participate in the prayer would undoubtedly feel pressure to participate in that setting. So tell us your reaction to this story and whether or not you think praying with students ought to be a firing offense. Opinions of both sides already piling up on our Facebook page, but we'd love to hear from you on the air at 800-228-0550. Don and Bismarck, your first answer to that question or any of our questions today on the food stamp. What's your takeaway on the food stamp statistic and anything else in your mind today as we go to the phones? Hello, Don. Good morning and welcome.
Yes. The reason I'm calling is, two things, really. That bus driver, if he had a flat tire and things didn't go well and he used God's name in vain, would he be fired? All right.
No, don't be not.
Calling. This concealed carry is a self-imposed infringement and registration of your gun. And what has happened is the president, by executive order, has given himself the power to declare martial law. That happened on March 16, 2012. Now, whatever incident, he can call and make martial law anytime he wants. If he declares martial law, he might decide, well, look, we need all the weapons out there to put down the nonsense, whatever is complained. I don't want him to have the power to go to the Attorney General and get the list of the people who have been given a concealed carry. And there's one thing I really want to get out here about weapons, defensive or offensive, and that is surprise. If whatever weapon is used wherever, there has to be an element of surprise. No surprise, ineffective weapon. And I guess that's all I have, really.
Great point, Don. Thank you very much for weighing in. Actually, I wish the bus driver that got fired was able to carry a concealed weapon, too, make those kids even safer. Let's go to Jeff in Fargo. What's on your mind today, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. God bless America. You know, going back to that pastor, I tell you what, we need millions of men like him. But just a mere fact, Muslim children, the girls, wearing their Muslim garb to our schools, is their freedom of expressing their religion that we can't do. Hence what happened to the pastor. And there's special prayer rooms. I ran into a family from St. Cloud that moved away because of this. There's special prayer rooms in St. Cloud's school district for the Muslims alone. It tells you that this country is heading for a revolution. I know it deep down inside. And don't get a concealed weapon permit because that is a registration. Those are the first places when they have martial law that they're going to go to. God bless America, guys.
By the way, tying those two issues together, as a few callers have, I saw a story the other day on the Daily Caller. A mom in Georgia posted on her Facebook page a copy of her concealed carry permit, and the school where her kids attend banned her from the school because she put her concealed carry permit up on Facebook. I kid you not. Sherry in Minot, let's get you in here before the break. Go ahead, Sherry. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I'm calling about the bus driver, and good for him. I'm glad he does what he does.
Should he have been fired?
No. Today. And he didn't force the kids to do it. He just did it on his own. The kids didn't have to pay, but if that's what he wants to do, that's good for him. Good for him. I'm glad he did what he did.
Sherry, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Brent on email says he was warned by his employer not to do so. He continued to do so. Therefore, it was a justifiable termination. I say it as a Christian and as a business major. What's your take? We'll continue on What's on Your Mind after this break.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hey, Scott Hellen with a word about longevity. And some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Pastor who was dismissed from his bus route because he prayed. I don't remember what year it was, but early on the Congress passed that they would actually publish Bibles so that all the families and all the students would have Bibles and they would use them in class. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. Those were the days. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ed in Minot is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, the other day I was driving down the street in Minot, and there's an older gentleman driving this older pickup. It looked like it had been pretty well used, you know. I got beside and looked at this guy, and he looked kind of like he was the guy that had the pickup from New. I backed off, and there was a window bumper sticker there that says, "Real men believe in God." And I looked at this guy and go, "Wow, that was cool," you know. Well, that was my story.
That's a good one. It's better than the bumper sticker I found yesterday that I mentioned that I was rather amused at. Remember, what was it, Steve? Eat beef. The West was not won on salad.
Salads.
I like that, but
yeah.
but Ed, yours is much better. It's a good one.
And if you like your gun, you can keep your gun, too. That's Obama's new rule.
I'm not so sure, though. Yeah. Exactly.
As long as you had that gun before the law went into effect, right?
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. North Dakota's population is up, but food stamp use here at a three-year low. What's your takeaway from that statistic? Here's some answers on our Facebook page. Hal says, the economy is working. Terry says, maybe they moved to Minnesota. Or now that good paying jobs came to North Dakota, we have more people not qualifying. They used to make too much. Paul says, I'd like to think this is a Midwestern work ethic. Bill says, don't tell the Obama administration. They'll find a way to screw this economy up like they have for the rest of the country. I love this statistic. I think this should be, you know, a national campaign. Hey, if you prefer food stamps, there's 49 states to choose from. If you want to come to a state that's working, come to North Dakota.
You know, I want to take a second here, and I apologize, but this pun also intended to throw Senator Heitkamp under the bus a little bit. Maybe it's a school bus. We hear her touting how all these people are going to lose benefits and lose out because of the cuts in the SNAP program. Shouldn't a senator from a state that is working, we're having decreases, be touting, look at my state, do it this way, this is the way it needs to be done, this is the way it's done right?
I'd love that, but again, unfortunately, I think that by and large, the Democratic Party has had to run around and defending the entitlement society and advocating for it to expand. And, you know,
defend North Dakota. Tout North Dakota.
Constituency. It's pandering. It's just part of the game. I mean, I'd much rather that be the debate over, oh, no, you can't reduce a program that's doubled by, you know, single-digit percentage. You can't reform. You can't do that. It's sad. It really is. Tell us what you think. 800-228-0550, 700-550. A Minnesota school bus driver fired this week for praying with students on the bus. Should praying with students be a firing offense? This one's heating up on our Facebook page, too. Andrew says, absolutely not. It should be commended that someone actually cares enough to spend time and care about the kids. So many bus drivers only drive a bus and don't care to be involved in the lives of those on the bus. It stinks, but if he was warned, he was warned. He knew the consequence, though I don't agree it's right to be fired in America for praying. Dan says there'll never be a time when Christians are not attacked and punished for our beliefs. It's been happening for thousands of years, and it will continue. Our faith is our strength. The abuse we endure is part of the cost we pay for the love Christ has for us. I bet someone of faith will find a job for this driver. Sounds like this was a supplemental thing for this driver, too, because he was a pastor and doing the bus thing on the
Now, Scott, going back to the one person weighing in on Facebook, when you went to school, were you a bus rider or were you a walker?
Both. You know, I think middle school rode the bus, elementary school walked.
Okay. Yeah, elementary school I rode the bus, and then middle school and high school I walked or drove. I remember every year that I rode the bus in elementary school, every bus driver, and they rotated through every now and then, every bus driver knew every child's name, knew every parent's name that was on that bus. That's not the case anymore. Things have changed in society, and it's sad, but my bus driver knew, and my parent knew my bus driver. So you didn't screw up on the bus. You didn't screw up in school. There was a lot more oversight. I think it's a reflection of the way kids are being raised today, or shall we say housed and run through a system.
Here's more comments from listeners. Jason says the school board needs to be thrown out. School board didn't fire him. You know, a lot of times there's contracts with independent companies. So in this case, the school board or the school, I guess, contracts with a private company, and the private company was the one that did the, you know, did the firing. So the termination letter that Nathaniel received from Durham School Services addressed the increase in complaints regarding religious material on the bus, as well as complaints about his performance. In their last warning to him, they also forewarned him of possible termination if he did not comply. So Durham School Services is a school bus operating company that then contracts with, in this case, Burnsville Egan Savage District. So it wasn't directly the school board that did it, just to clarify that point. Carol says, our entire education system needs overhaul, just like every other area, welfare and child welfare, criminal justice, immigration, etc. Brad says, he was given a warning. I can't and shouldn't be pushing religion as part of my job. There's a time and place for that. Rather, religion should be lived while going about our daily activities. There are appropriate venues for offering prayers, discussing religion and such, but not with children on a public school bus. I almost hate to say it, but I agree with the firing. Interesting, because we've got about a 50-50 mix here of folks saying, well, he was warned, and, you know. Bob says, another step towards socialism, communism, Marxism, get religion out of the public square. Turn our prayers to government. Dwayne says, was he forcing kids to pray? Was praying the cause of the students being tardy? No, I didn't hear anything about kids being tardy. And he said,
he never forced
very
them.
Very clearly, this
yeah,
was.
They weren't forced.
No, this was just. They'd do a song, sing a little song, and he'd lead a little prayer, and some would join and some would not, but definitely not something he was forcing on them. Dwayne says, freedom of religion from religion has gone from protecting people from religious tyranny to ensuring the total absence of any public religious expression. Well, unless you're a Muslim. Then we're just being intolerant. Brad, Watford City, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, you're hitting it right on the head here this morning. But let's call it what it really is. It's discrimination and it's bigotry. If that was a Muslim bus driver, there'd be an uproar with the ACLU and every other politician trying to sue the school district for being discriminatory. Well, let's use those words. It's discriminatory and it's bigotry.
Brad, appreciate the call. Thanks for the comment. North Dakota Deer Opener in our focus with Randy Crowell, North Dakota Game and Fish, taking your questions next. Get them ready on What's On Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant. And some fun activities. Festival of Lights Parade, lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging activities and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love That's Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
And it's time to check in with Jay Wander over
here. He has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions, deer opener tomorrow, it's here, and Randy Crowell, chief of the Wildlife Division at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, a little preview of deer hunting season. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, guys. Happy to be here.
Thank you, Randy. I had a friend that texted me yesterday during the show and wanted to ask a question when heard that you were going to be on today. He's a tow truck driver, and he reported to a vehicle crash that a deer and a vehicle had collided. And previously, he had a question because he thought that they had to be reported. Highway Patrol trooper said that, no, you don't have to report deer vehicle crashes anymore. What's the story with that?
Well, last session of the legislature, the Department of Transportation and the Highway Patrol asked the legislature to remove that requirement because the Highway Patrol and Sheriff's Departments have a lot going on, and the number of deer vehicle collisions had kind of decreased somewhat, and they had trouble getting out to all these calls when they had other, frankly, more important things to deal with. And deer vehicle collisions rarely result in injuries to the driver. And so they approached the legislature about not having that requirement any longer, and the legislature agreed. And so the requirement to report deer vehicle collisions is now is no longer on the books.
Randy Crowell's with us from the North Dakota Game and Fish with your questions as we head into the deer opener this weekend. 800-228-0550 with your questions, 701-258-0550. And Ed in Bismarck has a question for you, Randy. Go ahead, Ed.
Steve, you're jumping the gun on me. I hate it when you do that.
Sorry, it was your question, my friend.
Yeah, but you're still jumping the gun on me.
Well, I didn't think you called in.
Feeding into that question now with insurance companies, for instance, do you turn around and tell them that, well, you got X amount of dollars from a body shop that needs to be paid because there's a deer head? Well, how can we do it? There's no report done on it saying it was. It could have been you getting drunk and stupid one night and damaging it yourself. I mean, where's the happy medium here? And if law enforcement isn't going to do it, is Game and Fish going to start doing it?
Well, Game and Fish isn't going to start doing it. We just don't have the people available to go out and around the state and respond to every deer vehicle collision. In terms of how it works with your insurance company, you're asking the wrong guy. I'm a biologist, and we have a building full of biologists, and we don't have any insurance folks. And this bill was not a bill that we sponsored. It was not a bill that we testified on. This was purely between the Highway Patrol and DOT and the legislature. We figured if they felt it was unnecessary, who are we to argue with the Highway Patrol and the Sheriff's Office? They understand what their workload is, and they understand the significance of this. I can't answer your question. Sorry.
Okay, so who would a guy be able to talk to as far as getting an answer to that?
I would guess I would maybe start with the state insurance department and ask them how insurance companies are handling that, or even better yet, maybe call your own insurance company and say, hey, if I hit a deer and I have $2,000 worth of damage that they say at the body shop, how do I handle that? I don't know the answer to that question. Sorry about that.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Eddie. Let's go to Brandon in Watford City. We're talking with Randy Kreil. Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I had another question on the vehicle collision with the deer. What happens if you hit a deer and it happens to be a good-sized buck and you want the antlers, or you don't injure it, or you kill it and don't really mutilate it and you want to keep the meat? Do you just call the game warden, or what is the process with that?
There is a process in place that allows you to contact the game warden or the local county sheriff, and maybe even the high patrol, but for sure the county sheriff and a local game warden, and you can get a salvage permit for that animal. They'll come out on site and take a look at it and determine that it wasn't shot or it wasn't taken illegally. And if it wasn't, in fact, a deer vehicle collision, you can salvage that animal, whether it be the head, in case it's got a nice set of antlers, if that's what you're interested in, or sometimes it's the meat and that sort of thing. So, and that permit is free. There's no charge for it. And but you have to contact law enforcement in order to do that. If law enforcement catches you running around with a deer head with a nice set of antlers on it with no tag, you got yourself a major problem. And so there is a situation and a process in place, and that's all you need to do.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Brandon, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. We're heading into a 16-and-a-half-day deer gun season. Opens noon tomorrow. Ends November 24th, and unfortunately, the lowest number of tags issued in 30 years because of the deer population. So if you have questions about a different kind of season for deer hunting in North Dakota for Randy, welcome those too. And let's see, here's Dallas and Valley City next for Randy Kreil. Go ahead, Dallas.
Hi, Randy. I have a question. I'm a disabled veteran. I have a service dog.
Okay.
Can I bring my service dog, like, to walk a shelter belt or walk a slough? Can I bring my service dog with me?
You know, I've never had that question before. What I would do is I would contact Mark Pollard. He's our district game warden supervisor out of our Jamestown office, and ask him how to go about dealing with that. Just call our Jamestown office, ask for Mark Pollard, and explain to him your situation. And he will tell you what you can and cannot do.
Okay.
We typically
I called the Bismarck office last week, and they said they would get back to me, and they haven't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
we can fix that because I'm only about 3 minutes from the Bismarck office. But try Mark Pollard at our Jamestown office and ask him the question. And we usually try to make as many accommodations as we can for veterans. You know, just as long as you don't have six of your buddies along with you that are using the benefit of the dog walking along with you, that's the kind of thing you got to talk to him about. But I would give him a call and discuss your situation with him, and he can give you an answer because it either himself or his people that he supervises in the southeast part of the state are most likely the individuals you'll encounter in the field, and that way you'll have your answer.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Dallas. Let's go to Jamie in Bismarck. What's on your mind for Randy Kreil today?
Morning. I got two questions. First one's kind of just to reinforce something I know, but there's a lot of people who want to know the magazine capacity of their rifle. And I always tell them there is none in North Dakota, be it for your AR-15 style rifle or your bolt gun, because you can buy bigger magazines for bolt rifles too. So there's no magazine capacity for deer hunting for rifles. Correct.
There used to be a number of years ago, and we just said there's no way to be able to keep up with all the various rifle magazine volumes that are available. And what's the difference? You can only shoot one deer anyway. And so,
right.
Yeah, we got rid of that. That was an unnecessary restriction. And,
okay.
And so, yes.
Tom, my second one is, you guys still do transport tags? Like, say, I hunt in 3B2, and my dad shoots a deer, and he doesn't want to make the sausage. Is there a way I can bring the deer back and do all that myself? I know you guys used to have transport tags where you could have the game board and bring a tag out.
You're exactly right. We do have transport tags available. You have to contact your local game warden. If you know where you're going to be hunting and you know that you're going to most likely be successful in the first day or so, I would actually contact the local game warden in advance and let him know that you'll be seeking a permit to transport your father's deer back to do the meat processing. And but you got to give these guys some lead time because our game wardens are stretched pretty thin during the deer season, and they have multiple counties to deal with, and you never know what they might have going on. And so the more you plan ahead, and the more, if you make contact with that local game warden, and my assumption is based on your experience, you're an experienced deer hunter, and you know where you're at, and you know who your local warden is in the area, contact them in advance and say that I'm going to be probably looking for a transport permit. What's the best way to get a hold of you, and will you be available?
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Well, it's good to talk to an experienced deer hunter who knows the rules.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. Others welcome at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Some 40,000-plus folks are going to be on the outside looking in, you know, in the upcoming deer season. Are you getting many complaints? People understand
well,
the numbers of the tags have to be that low? Or what would give us your sense of what folks are saying?
Well, Scott, not really, although it was ironic just before I came over here. We've made that statement multiple times over the past couple of weeks talking to the media about the upcoming deer season. And we did have a guy from Grand Forks call this morning and said, wait a minute, I want to register a complaint because I didn't get a deer license for 2 years. And so we talked a little bit about it, and a lot of it was how he was applying. He was applying for a buck as a second choice in the second unit. And I said, that's impossible. You're never going to get that because all the buck licenses go in the first drawing. And so I talked to him and explained to him his odds of getting a license in his home unit, because he usually applies out in the Badlands, which is a tough draw anyway for a mule deer. And I said, you've got to put in for a doe as your second choice in your first choice in your second unit. And he understood that. And we talked about it. But the bottom line, Scott, is that most people that hunt deer understand exactly what we're doing. We've cut back licenses, especially in the doe segment of the population, trying to rebuild the deer herd. And they understand that, they accept that, they realize that they may have to go without, or they may have to hunt in a different unit that they're not used to. Our deer hunters in the state are pretty savvy, and they understand the background and why we make these decisions. Plus, we spend a lot of time talking to people in situations like this where, I mean, we can't reach, what do you guys talk to, 80,000 people at once or something like that? We don't have that opportunity to do that through our media outlets. And so every chance we get to spend time with you folks is a real benefit to us to get the message out. But people really understand, and we honestly have had very few people complain about the fact that there's 40,000 of them, that of those folks that aren't going to get a deer license.
Let's get back to the phones. Jay in Bismarck, what's on your mind for Randy Crowell today?
Hi, Randy. See, I haven't gotten on the website to look at what the regulations are, but in the zone I hunt, where if I do my own processing, I'm required to quarter the deer in the field.
That's unit 3F2.
Yep. I'm not good at remembering those things. What do I do with my tag if I choose not to pack the head out of the field?
You want to tag that head.
And leave it?
Yep. That way we know that it was taken legally. What's interesting, Jay, is that for the first time ever, I'm hunting in that unit this year. So I got a letter from ourselves as well explaining all that. Everybody in that unit got a letter explaining the carcass exportation restrictions because of CWD. And I actually am in the same boat you are. I got the letter and I read it and I said, yeah, that makes it. Well, I helped write it, so that helps. But at any rate, I'm in the same kind of boat.
That in the letter. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you could leave the tag. You can leave the tag right on it, and then you'll have the carcass tag to go with the meat, and you'll be just fine.
It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachel, along with Scott Hannon. If you have any questions or comments for Randy Crowell, North Dakota Game and Fish Department, give us a call, 701-258-0550.
Scott Hannon want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
More than 24 hours to go to North Dakota's deer opener, and we're chatting with Randy Quile, Chief of the Wildlife Division for North Dakota Game and Fish. Your questions welcome for him, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and Lance in Bismarck, you're next for Randy. Go ahead.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, Lance, how are you?
Good. Hey, I do a lot of stand hunting, and I have a doe rifle tag.
Yes.
Can I take my bow and my rifle in the same stand during the rifle season?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm going to have to check on that. That's one for our wardens as well. But I think you can. But yeah, obviously, if you take it with a bow, you got to tag it with a bow. If you can't, and you can't tag it with your gun license.
Right.
And oh, I know where you hunt, so we'll be watching for you. But no, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me right after the show? I'll go back right back to the office, and I'll get you the exact answer, and I'll get back to Scott and Steve and let them know as well. But I believe you can. But I just want to double check. Okay.
Yep, and my thinking was you probably could because you can take a handgun with you when you bow hunt, so
exactly.
That would be a legal means to shoot the doe with the tag. So.
Exactly. Yeah, just give me a call at my office when you get done. It's 328-6330.
Okay.
All right, good to talk to you, Lance.
All right, let's go to Al next. Al in North Dakota for Randy Crowell. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, Sam, I was wondering, talking about that transport tag, is it when you get your transport tag that takes some of these deer to the processor is fine, but if my dad takes one and then 2 weeks later they call us done and mine's done, can I pick his up without a transport tag?
Pick his deer up or pick his?
His processed meat up.
Well, once the meat is processed, you're fine because the meat will have the carcass tag with it.
I'm aware of that, but I just wonder if I need to get a transport permit for that.
I do not believe so, because it's already been processed, and you have the carcass tag that would go with that.
Okay, very good. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Let's go to Ronnie in North Dakota. Ronnie, what's on your mind for Randy Crowell?
Hey, I was wondering, is there a way you can buy a license, you know, like deer hunting license for like this year?
No.
Yeah, is there any extra ones, or?
No. No, there are not. I don't know what badger hole you've been living in, but we've been telling people since July that this is the lowest number of deer licenses we've had available in 30 years, and all the licenses are issued, and we had 44,000, just over 40,000 people who were totally unsuccessful. So, no, there are no deer gun licenses remaining for this year.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering that for sure, because in the prior years, we could buy them, you know, if there's extra ones.
Yeah, but that's when we had 100,000 plus licenses, and we don't have that anymore. We only have 59,000, so.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news there, Ronnie. Appreciate the call. Chad had a question on our Facebook page. Randy said, when can we do away with the lottery system and allow people to hunt in greater numbers? I guess deer population is down in North Dakota, but somehow solid in Minnesota, he asked. Is South Dakota down as well as Montana, or is North Dakota the only one feeling the need to reduce licenses?
Well, first of all, there's a big difference between Minnesota and North Dakota in terms of hunter success rates. Our hunter success rates in an average year are 70-80%. Minnesota in a good year is 25%. So they can issue as many licenses as they want, just like Wisconsin and some of those eastern states, and never get the deer kill that they need. If we just issued unlimited number of licenses, we could kill most of the deer in the state very easily. And so it's just a totally different landscape, and the hunter success rates are totally different. We will never get rid of the lottery system. If we did, we basically wouldn't have a deer population left. You'd get too much harvest in one area and no harvest in another area, and it totally crashed the whole system. And so we will always have a lottery system in place. The unitized system of management with the lottery went into place in 1975, and it's worked really well. And it's the most fair way to distribute deer hunting opportunities. So don't hold your breath, because that's never going to happen.
Saw a comment of yours, a story Brad Dockin wrote for the Forum News Service, in which you talked about Game and Fish being given a directive by the legislature to reduce deer numbers. Is that one of the reasons we are where we are?
Well, there's two main reasons that we have the lowest number of deer licenses in 30 years. The first reason is the weather. The winters of 2008, 2009, and 2010, back-to-back-to-back, were some of the worst we've ever had. We had a lot of adult mortality of deer, and we had very low reproductive success the following springs. And then prior to that, we had very aggressive in our approach to deer management, because we heard loud and clear, not from only the legislature, but from landowners and the motoring public and people who don't hunt, that there were too many deer. And when we had 150,000 deer licenses, it was pretty clear the reaction we were getting from the non-hunting public and people that are impacted by the deer, that 150,000, that level was too high. And so we actively tried to reduce that deer population by being aggressive with the doe, especially with doe licenses. Now, if we would have had a crystal ball and we would have known we were going to have three terrible winters back to back to back, we wouldn't have been as aggressive. But we didn't have that. And we had to respond to these public comments and this. We strive for a balance between what people want for recreation, for hunting, and what other people can tolerate. And it's a fine line to walk. And we were really being pushed in those years when we had high deer numbers to reduce deer numbers, and we did. And then we had the tough winters.
Randy, we're up against a break. Quick comment, gratis tags, any of those available?
There are gratis tags left available, but they're doe only.
Doe only. Okay, thank you very much. Randy Kreil, contact Game and Fish Department if you have any questions. I'm Steve Bach with Scott Hinn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.